Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Kara Tabor. There's a problem few are talking about when it comes to student debt. While the topic of undergrads taking out steep loans to pay for tuition costs often grabs the most attention, grad students face interest rates that are more than one-third higher. But a group of students at the University of Missouri is trying to change that. Missouri Business Alert's Tatiana Daria tells us about their efforts to achieve reform.
These are MU students rushing to get to classes or finish some late-minute work at the Student Center on campus. This is where I found Jesse Kremenek, a physics PhD student and the founder of the Grads Have Debt To campaign.
There wasn't anybody that was out there talking about graduate and professional student loans at that time. The graduate and professional student population wasn't mobilized. They were so busy grading papers and in the lab analyzing their research.
He started Grads Have Debt Too, a campaign focused on two things. First, to reverse the student loan inequality after legislation made interest rates for undergrads 30% lower than for graduate and professional students. Second, it urges Congress to reinstate the in-school interest subsidy for graduate and professional students, which was taken away 3 years ago. This year's interest rate for federal student loans is around 4% for undergraduate students and 6% for graduate and professional students. Now, the rates are the same both for subsidized and unsubsidized loans. Subsidized loans are when the government pays part of the money to help students with the costs. But Congress decided to cut that help for grad students, so they now have to pay interest while still in school. That's a couple of $100 a year for Sarah McCune, a history PhD student at MU. McCune decided to take a job as a tutor to help pay for some of the debt she amassed while still in grad school.
I enjoy it, but it's more time taken away from my dissertation. It's more time taken away from my family just so I could pay off the principal of a subsidized loan because Congress decided that I'm a graduate student. I don't deserve to have unsubsidized loans anymore.
Jesse Kremenek, along with the Graduate Professional Council at MU, started a campaign to encourage students on campus to call or message their lawmakers on social media and talk about their student debt burden. Since it started in 2013, the initiative has been adopted by 35 universities around the nation and registered more than 2,000 calls. There are some Missouri lawmakers, Kremenek says, who are starting to change their position on the problem, like Billy Long, Jason Smith, and Sam Graves.
They are now aware of the fact that these are two different populations and that we can't just have a one-size-fits-all policy.
I reached out to the office of Vicki Hartzler, the congresswoman who represents the district where the university is located. Her assistant said it recorded a handful of calls from MU grad students and, quote, will keep their thoughts and concerns in mind when legislation on the issue makes its way to the House. Till then, Kremenek and his colleagues will keep fighting.
PhD on average takes 7.7 years. These are people that are trying to find cures for cancer, trying to solve the world's problems. Now we've just made it even more difficult for people to actually pursue that.
The next call to action event at MU and other universities is set for April 8th. To learn more about the Grads Have Debt 2 student loan campaign, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com.